Putin congratulates Trump on election win, welcomes opportunity for renewed dialogue. Russian President Vladimir Putin has congratulated President-elect Donald Trump on his election victory, while welcoming Trump's pledge to engage with Moscow and Kyiv to put an end to the Ukraine-Russia war. Speaking at an international forum in Sochi, Russia on November 7, after taking the opportunity to congratulate Trump on his presidential win, Putin said that what Trump has said about the desire to restore relations with Russia to help end the Ukrainian crisis, in his opinion, deserves attention at least. Trump has said he would bring a quick end to the war if elected. While he has not disclosed a detailed plan, saying revealing it would undermine its effectiveness, he has said he would leverage his established relationships with both Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to push the two warring leaders into a settlement. In his remarks in Sochi, the Russian president said he has no idea what to expect from a second Trump presidency, noting that it is Trump's last presidential term and what he will do is his matter. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on November 6 that Moscow is still prepared to hold talks with the United States on a range of issues, including the conflict in Ukraine. Peskov said that Putin has repeatedly said that he is open to a constructive dialogue based on justice, equality, and mutual respect for each other's concerns. The Kremlin spokesperson added that Russia sees the Biden administration as holding a contrary position regarding willingness to engage in talks. "Let's wait and see what happens in January," Peskov said. "We will primarily make conclusions based on statements on issues that are on our agenda, when we receive them, and on his first concrete steps." Trump, who said throughout his campaign that he would begin working on ending the war as soon as he won the election, will be inaugurated as the 47th president on January 20, 2025. Since he left office in January 2021, Russia has invaded Ukraine and annexed large parts of the country, a move that has been met with strong opposition from a US-led coalition, chiefly through a combination of military support to Kyiv and sanctions against Moscow. Zelensky was among the first to congratulate Trump on his win in the race for the White House. He characterized Trump as having a peace-through-strength approach, according to a message posted on X on November 6, in which he expressed hope for this principle to be brought into action together. Recently, Zelensky released details of what he described as a victory plan to force Moscow into a negotiated settlement of the war on terms favorable to Kyiv. The plan calls for Western approval of long-range strikes on Russian territory, a roadmap to Ukrainian NATO membership, and a comprehensive non-nuclear strategic deterrence package from Ukraine's Western allies. In September, Zelensky presented the proposal to President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Trump, with the extent of U.S. support for the plan remaining unclear. The Pentagon recently announced an additional $425 million in military assistance to Ukraine, marking the 69th tranche of U.S. military equipment sent to Kyiv since mid-2021. The latest package includes air defense interceptors, munitions for artillery systems, armored vehicles, and anti-tank weapons, bringing the total value of military aid that Washington has provided to Kyiv to around $60 billion. Amid intensified offensive operations, Russian forces have made advances in multiple parts of Ukraine, including Kupiansk, Svatov, and Volodar, according to the latest operational update by the Institute for the Study of War. Ukrainian forces launched their first strike on a Russian naval base in Dagestan, reportedly damaging several missile ships, according to the ISW update.